with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Breakfast Rolled, how's it going? It's Cooper and Una. Thursday's installment of the show was good fun, as always.
It was great fun, yeah. I am so excited for tomorrow.
Why? Oh, it's Friday, yeah, the weekend and all that.
No, because I'm bringing my song.
Spits and giggles.
What? No, my song.
What song?
The song that I teased today. The Waka Waka song, but it's not the Waka Waka song. It's Who Cares We've Got the Ga. Bam-a-nam-a-nam. Eh-eh. Bam-a-nam-a-eh. I won't sing.
Wish this was on video.
I won't sing the lyrics because I don't want to give it all away.
Yeah. Creation, but if this was on video, just the little dance that you're doing. She's got her arms tucked into her sides and she's moving from side to side with her little fists out.
No, actually, I'm getting my thumb and I'm going swaying from side to side with my thumb.
So, dancing like Auntie Jean at a wedding.
Yeah. But I want the dance to go
like
viral.
It's like that dance that you do when you're on your way to the dance floor.
Yeah.
Get this one going.
Oh, you lunatic.
No, seriously, you're in for a treat tomorrow. Swear to God.
There you go. Promises, promises. We always know that whatever you do in it is always a treat. Here's our survey says from this morning.
Producer Donald, what's the question?
Low percentage. 17% of people say they've done this at a concert. What is it?
We did that one. Yeah, the other day.
I actually read out the wrong one, so yeah. I apologise.
It's all right. Because my answer would not have fitted that.
28% of people say they've made this mistake before a first date. That's the one I'm reading out, sorry.
It's all right. The two of us just went, what?
Okay, so 28% of people said that they've made this mistake
before a first date. Yeah,
okay.
Would it be they've eaten something like... something garlicky or like, you know,
stinky
tuna. Now I'm a big fan of tuna. Love tuna.
Yeah, you don't have tuna before a first date.
Yeah, so. But see, I was with someone before. They were like, if you eat that tuna sandwich, I'm not going to kiss you. So I was like,
that makes sense. That makes sense, though.
I chowed down on that sandwich and lovely tuna melt, and I enjoyed it.
You didn't get the kiss then?
Of course I did. Oh, but it just God. Yeah, just so. Is that...
Yeah, no, it's not the answer. That's probably a higher percentage.
Because if you eat something garlicky as well, that. Like, you know...
I like garlic.
I love garlic, but if you're, you know, if garlic burps are not attractive...
Either are crisp burps. Crisp burps are...
No, they're not.
What's a crisp burp? I've never...
It's like when you've had crisps and then burped.
But I don't think I've ever encountered a crisp burp.
Don't grab his bag of crisps out there.
No, go away.
No. All right, that's not it. No, it's Una, that's a great guess.
Thank you.
Guess,
yeah.
Food, gas issues. Yeah. All right, okay. So what is it again, 28% of people?
28% of people say they've made this mistake before a first date. What is it?
Gone way too hard on the fake tan.
Oh. I can visualise them now, the little monsters. No, it's not the answer, no.
That's not it.
Must be a higher percentage.
Right, we need to get some guesses in on 087-110-2107. What do you reckon the answer is to this?
28% of people say they've made this mistake before a first date. What is it?
Not checked if it's your cousin or not.
Oh,
so, producer Donald, you've been asking us to try and figure out what the answer to our survey says is the question. What was the question again?
The question is, 28% of people say they've made this mistake before a first date. What is it?
Good morning. The answer wouldn't possibly be ordering something that when you eat it, it makes a lot of noise when you chew and then you think, oh, I should chew quieter or maybe I shouldn't just finish this food. Would that not be the answer?
Oh, that's a great guess.
That's good thinking, yeah.
Noisy eaters.
It's not the question. It's not the answer, no.
Do you ever eat with somebody and they express how they're feeling about the food? And they're like,
No, it's the kind of the heavy breathing while they're eating.
Go on, give us an example of what that sounds like. Oh, Jesus. All right, that's enough, Una.
That's it. Yeah.
I don't want to be the guy that turns off your microphone. Oh, the patriarchy. Here we go. Oh,
don't
yeah.
Get me started.
It is not to the answer.
Is it checked your date's Instagram one last time and accidentally liked an old photo?
Oh God. That's just awkward. Run away.
That's very awkward. At least it shows you're looking and putting the time in.
Looking. But it's, you're panicking.
It's awkward.
All right. Okay.
No, not the answer, I'm afraid.
Right, get your guests coming at 087 110 107.
28% of people say they've made this mistake before a first date. What is it?
Fiona.
Today we're asking, 28% of people said they've made this mistake before a first date. What is it?
Arrived really early, sat in the car thinking, what am I going to do now on this date? What am I going to do?
Start overthinking, start worrying. That's very good thinking. It's not the answer, I'm afraid, Cobo.
At the end of the day, don't overthink it. It's only a date. Just go on in there, have some fun, meet a new person. If you don't click sexually, whatever, move on.
Easier said than done. All of course you're going to have nerves.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm just trying to help.
Yeah, it's good to have nerves, though.
Yeah, shows you care.
Shows you care.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
All right. Is that
it's
it?
Not the answer, okay. No.
Morning Night Radio, Tommy here in Roscommon.
Tommy in Roscommon!
My first thought, too, was they ate garlic or maybe a tuna or something before.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm just thinking, is it they've turned up to the wrong venue or had the wrong address or something like that? Went to the wrong address or something like that? Bye.
Bye.
Well, there might be multiple chains of restaurants you go into and you go to the wrong one. Yeah, coffee shops. Yeah, very true.
That happened. My friends, they were supposed to meet up in Avoca, and one went to one Avoca and the other went to the other Avoca, and one of them got really annoyed at the other one for getting it wrong.
Like, and there's more than two.
There was a fallout.
Yeah.
Is there more than two Avocas?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
There's Avoca, then there's the other Avoca, then there's one near Cluny, Dunboyne Avoca, and then the other Avoca. There's the one up the road one.
A lot of Avocas.
A lot of Avocas.
Fancy. Great cakes.
Lovely. Great cakes.
Yeah.
This has not been an ad for Avoca. Other garden centres are available and you can get your throws elsewhere.
No, the first thing I did after I gave birth to my twins was go into an Avoca and get a chocolate roulade because I had gestational diabetes and I couldn't eat anything nice for 9 months. So I went in there and I got my chocolate roulade and oh my God, it was amazing.
Sorry,
so that's what I associate with Avoca.
The first thing you did after you had babies was went to Avoca.
Yeah. It was on the way home.
It's not on the way home.
It was on the way home.
All right. Telling yourself that. I know where everyone is. And one is not on the way home without a detour. We need the answer.
There's no correct answers today. The answer is 28% of people, they've sent a screenshot about the date they're going on to the actual date by mistake.
Oh, God.
Well, they meant to send to the friends and this all. That's very awkward. Who are you talking to me about?
Oh, well. Do you know? If that was the reaction straight away, I'd be like, oh, it doesn't matter. I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
Rhyme it. You were trying to connect with another Kerry person.
Oh, John in Causeway.
Yeah.
Went to the same nightclub back in the day as I did. I used to go to Banna, stay at my cousin's house, and we'd head out to the disco and a lot of sand dunes in Banna.
I can already smell Blue Extra, White Musk, and Lynx Africa.
Oh, Lynx Africa. You know it. Oh, my God.
And
yes.
Peach Schnapps.
What an aphrodisiac. Oh, yeah.
What? Lynx Africa is an aphrodisiac?
Oh, it was back in the day.
Oh, Jesus. You wouldn't want to walk into my son's room at the moment.
Is he all over Lynx Africa?
Well, because when he turned into a teenager, he literally has about 5 years supply of Lynx Africa because everybody got him like baths and shower sets of Lynx Africa.
You're stinky.
Yeah, he's just like, guys, can you stop buying Lynx Africa? I could open up a Lynx Africa shop like.
He loves it. I bet the girls are all mad about him now, the Lynx Africa aphrodisiac.
Oh my God. Anyway, here's John from Kerry, who no doubt wore Lynx Africa.
Han Causeway.
Think on the spot.
Come on, sing.
You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Come on, John.
Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Rhyme it.
Go on, John.
Woo, go, John.
Bonus points. John is from Kerry but lives in Dundalk.
Ooh, John, now, where in Kerry are you from?
I am from a little village called Causeway.
You're a Causeway man in Dundalk. Oh.
What just happened?
I don't know. Causeway, so that means you were close to Banna Beach.
Oh, I love Banna Beach.
Did you go to the nightclub the nightclub in Banna?
I frequented once or twice back in the day.
Back in the day. Do you know what? I could have shifted you, John. Could have happened.
Well, you've seen way through a lot of the lads in Kerry, so that's very
hey,
high.
Hey, that's shaking you!
I say it's more she had me chips now than shifted me.
Yeah, chips. Stole you, exactly. Had your chips.
Do you know Jumbo's?
Jumbo's is in Listowel.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, and all the stall as well.
Oh,
we've often had an old weekend down in Christie's.
Ah, Christie's.
Square.
Oh, stop.
There's a square.
One of the best
Listowel
pubs. Yeah.
I really do need to visit your hometown.
The stall is rocking.
Because it's where my grandmother's from. And
I know.
It's mad.
That is so weird.
Been. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we get on. You've got some Kerry blood.
I'm frightened to see my family tree and see that maybe we're related.
Oh, God.
Kerry, you've a busy household. So you've got Kerry, Louth, you've got your daughter's soccer this weekend, Jessica. So shout out to her team. That's
so your
Friday.
Missus is from Kildare, isn't she?
No, my mother's from Kildare.
Oh,
your father's Kerry. My wife's from Dundalk.
Okay, so Kerry versus Kildare this weekend.
Yeah, same predicament you have.
Same predicament I have, yeah. Well, there's no predicament. It's just I'll be putting the Kerry jersey on the twins and say, no. nail your colours to the mast, okay?
That's it.
Those poor children. Yeah. And forced you to support a team. Well, listen, best of luck. You've got a very, very busy weekend ahead of you. And but more importantly, we have a game called Rhyme It, where you've got to get more than a score of 5. That's a high score to beat. John, do you reckon you can do it?
I will give it a go. See how we get on.
There you go. That's
come on, John.
Just give it a go. All right, John, you have got to rhyme every answer with this word.
Hen. H-E-N.
Okay.
Okay?
That's lovely.
All right, hen. And your 30 seconds start now.
A decagon has how many sides?
10.
I never have one of these to write with.
10.
The famous clock tower in London is called Big What?
Ben.
A stag do is when a group of what go away?
Men.
The famous river in Paris is called the River what?
Seine.
Foxes live in a what?
Den.
The unit of money in Japan is what?
Yen.
A narrow, secluded valley is called a what?
Pass.
If you shorten the name Brendan, you'd call him what?
Brent.
Time.
Ah, it was on the nose.
It wasn't, did it?
Oh, they're doing you dirty now, John, because you're from Kerry and I'm from Kerry.
That's a dubbing
them.
If I recently didn't give a pregnant woman an extra point because you said she was pregnant, she deserved an extra point because she was pregnant. I'm not giving it to John just because he's from Kerry. But the good news is he's got like a score of 7. He's got the highest score of the week.
Hey! Up the kingdom! Go on, John!
John's like
hope there's a Kerry jersey in them drawers.
No way. I don't part with my Kerry jersey. Brilliant, well done, you did it for Causeway.
We did, we gave it a go on yours.
You did, and you did fantastic. And if your score's not best, you could win that contents of Una's drawers. And very best of luck to you. Have a great day, buddy, alright?
You too.
Lovely chat to John.
Bye. How cool and calm is John?
Yeah, that's the Kerry, and I'm like, just chill, man.
Chill. Yeah. No bother.
I'm chill. Yeah.
You're not chill.
I'm chill. I'm not a chill person.
See? If you get strung up telling me how chill you are, you're not chill. Are you
on my team? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Queuing up and getting skipped. Cue skippers and get it off your chest.
Oh my God, great reaction to this today. People are not happy with cue skippers, and rightly so. I just don't have the balls to tell them to get back in line.
I think
I'd watch them with the red mist would come over me, the anger, but I still wouldn't have the balls to say anything to them. I'd just be like, Asher, look, go on, plough on.
Yeah. I suppose, like, if somebody does skip the queue, what of it? Like,
well, it's a pain in the arse, yeah, especially if you're late for something and you're under pressure and you see the cheek of this one skipping the queue then.
Yeah.
And the one time I skipped the queue and it was by accident, sure. I got, I'm telling you it was by accident, mm-hmm. and then I got
I'm so important, look at me, I'm on the radio.
No, I was so, got so irate at me and I'm like, dude, I'm really sorry, okay, grand, go back to the back, chill out.
Yeah.
It needs to be done in a way of respect. If you're telling someone not to, you have to say, sorry, excuse me, there's a queue here.
Do you ever go into Penny's and there's the, some Penny's now have the self-service checkout.
Yes.
And then you've got the people's tills. Mm-hmm. I always feel like I'm skipping the queue because I just go to the self-service checkout and usually they're empty.
Yeah, because no one knows how to use them.
Well, boop, get a bag. Boop your way out and you're gone.
No, there's something, isn't there? How do you get out again? You need to have your receipt to get out.
Yeah, so you scan your receipt.
See, I did not know that. It took me ages to figure that out.
stuck
at Betty's. Yeah.
Oh, you also didn't know about the shops out of where you put everything into the basket and the RF reader reads everything that's in there.
What is that again? I don't want to get... Is that the Tesco thing where you boop things yourself?
No. This is it's basically like some clothes shops have it and like Nespresso stores have it as well. So you literally go in and you put in whatever you're buying into the bin. And it knows exactly, Decathlon have it as well. So, you know, it knows exactly what's in there. And then it goes, this is how much you owe. Have you got a loyalty card? Boop. Nice and grand. Click. Damn.
So it doesn't even have to do the boop, 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 boop separately. You just put everything into this box and then it goes, you owe me. I wouldn't trust that now.
I think it's nearly like you know, the way your phone can like boop and everything like that. There's a radio reader in the back. I don't know what that, an RFID reader, but it's like really small and invisible. You can't see it. So that's how you're able to get your stuff.
No, I wouldn't trust that now. Not a hope. No. I'm going up to a person in an actual queue, and if a person can check my items, there's no way I'm trusting that.
I much prefer going to a till with people, like, because you get all the gossip.
And it's more sociable.
Yeah, it is.
Like, except if the one in front of you is chatting to someone and you're just like, oh my God, just hurry up.
It's all well and good for you to do the chatting, though.
But I don't be chatting. I only be having the crack like while my messages are being booped.
Do you ever go into a shop and the staff are talking to each other? And
yes.
You're then trying to ask for something. You're like, can I get a panel?
But they're having, the chats, man.
And then they tell you how much it is. Like, yeah, but I've other stuff to get. I'm like, well, why didn't you say? Well, I didn't want to interrupt your conversation.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's Get It Off Your Chest.
Get It Off Your Chest. As always, if there's anything that you want to get off your chest, if there's something small that's niggling at you or something big that's really bugging you and you want to have a chat about it, 087-110-2107. What's going on today, Una?
This is from Aiden. He says, hey, guys. I need to get this off my chest because I think I'm now involved in a silent war with a woman in my local cafe.
I'm here for this.
Yes. Every morning before work, I stop in for a coffee. And every morning I see the same people in there. We're not friends, but we're at the stage where you kind of recognize each other and you give the little nod.
Mm.
Well, this woman came in the other morning, looked directly at the queue, looked directly at me, and then just walked straight past everyone and ordered her coffee. She knew there was a queue. So she got served. She walked out with her coffee and I stood there like an absolute dope, rehearsing all the brilliant things I should have said. Now here's the problem. I see this woman nearly every morning and every time I do, all I can think is, there is the woman that robbed my place in the queue, and she did it again the other morning, skipped the queue. It's just so annoying and cheeky. What should I do?
Now, do we know, does this woman own the coffee shop and just goes in and grabs a coffee and goes?
I doubt it. Yeah.
Yeah, queue skippers.
Queue skippers of the world.
Maybe she's not aware, Una, that she's skipping the queue.
Like, how can you not be aware that you're...
Have you ever... Has it happened to you? I'm pretty sure we've spoken about this before, that you were told that you were skipping the queue.
And I didn't realise it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and someone behind me got really angry at me.
There you go.
Yeah, and was quite irate. And I didn't realise that I'd skipped the queue. Well, I thought there was two separate queues.
One for Una and one for the rest of the peasants.
No, because there was the cakes and then there was the sandwiches and it was like one line, and I thought people in front of the cakes were queuing for the cakes and I thought people in front of the sandwiches. No, anyway.
You went straight for the cakes.
Anyway, I was pulled aside. Jeez, it got really, really irate. It's like, okay, calm down, love. I'll go to the back. Chill out.
A proper order too, then.
And I did go to the back, but I didn't mean to do it. I would actually never skip a queue. Do you know when you're queuing for like a gig or a nightclub and your friends are up at the top and they're like, come on up here. I feel really bad going up because I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be here. Or even the toilet, especially for the toilet, actually, because you know there's someone behind you busting.
Yeah, everyone's busting.
Everyone's busting and your friend is like, come on in, we'll go in together.
Yeah.
And is that not
fair game if you're sharing a cubicle then?
Is that very what of me?
Isn't that fair game if you're sharing a cubicle?
Because one goes first and then the other goes next because it's still time. The other girls are still waiting, busting to pee. I'm a bit of an honest Thomas now when it comes to that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know what you're going to do about this lady. She's got a brass neck anyway. Well, she keeps doing it.
I think the fact that she keeps doing it, she needs to be called down.
Okay, well, we know she's done it twice.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
Like, you can get those, you know, those confetti cannons. And every time she does it, let it off. And she'll give it the fright. And you'll be like, what's that for? Oh, we're just having a celebration that she successfully skipped the queue again.
You know, really, that is so you. That is so your style.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it
passive is aggressive. Style. It's catty. Yeah, yeah, that is so you.
Yeah, but look how successful that'll be. One, she won't do it again. Or maybe she will to get another confetti cannon.
Cannon.
Or maybe hand her a certificate saying, congratulations, 5 days in a row, you've had no respect for other human beings, and then get everybody to clap at her.
Or Aiden could just go to another coffee shop. I mean, why should he have to go to another coffee shop? Yeah. I get it.
Right. What would you do? Have you been called out for skipping queues in the past before? Love to hear from you. 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest this morning. Someone's having a queuing issue.
So Aidan has been in touch, and Aidan goes to his local coffee shop before work every morning to get his coffee to set him up for the day, right? Mm-hmm. It's his routine, it's his thing. And inevitably, there's a queue when you go in. So recently, this newbie has started coming in, right? And she has jumped the queue a few times. Mm. And it's really bothering Aidan, but he hasn't said anything yet. And I suppose, like, the whole, you know, us being Irish are kind of very reluctant to, you know, we don't like confrontation.
Yeah. We don't like to complain. Yeah, you don't like to send food back, right?
No.
Because we're frightened what might happen.
Huh?
We're frightened of what might happen.
Because we don't want to be awkward.
Yeah. We'd love to know if anybody's been in this situation where they have maybe queued and got called out, or have called out a queue skipper.
Mm-hmm.
087-1102-107, or what you can do. Now, I did suggest the confetti cannon to go off every time that she skipped the queue. But you said
that's wild. It's a bit out there, like.
But maybe, do you ever see in some garages, petrol stations, where they have screenshots of the CCTV of people who haven't paid for their petrol?
Go away.
Yeah, so
put our mugshot up there.
Mugshot. With a queue skipper.
Yeah.
A queue skipper chart, and she's up at the top of the chart every day, like.
Hi, Mrs. Look up there. There's you. Yeah.
I wonder, does she have a complicated coffee order as well? Like, does she go in looking for a mocha frappe cappuccino?
Oh, God, that would drive you crazy.
Yeah. And that's why she's queue skipping, because she's like, it takes too long to make.
Oh, the roadie of steel.
Get it off your chest this morning. What's going on, you little queuer?
So, yeah. Aidan goes to his local coffee shop before work every morning, and inevitably there is always a queue there. So recently, this new lady, this newbie, has started coming in, and she's jumped the queue a couple of times.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it's really annoying Aidan, but he hasn't said anything to her, but he's like, what can I do?
I know that if I'm with somebody queuing up, and if somebody jumps the queue, I won't say it to them, but I will say it to whoever I'm with, saying, not mad people just jump in queues, but say it loud enough.
You won't say it loud enough. You wouldn't be. No. You'd be too scared. You'd say it really low. You'd whisper it. Oh, you would. You'd be catty enough if you to give out about it, but you wouldn't say it loud for fear that the person heard you. I know you.
I wonder, is there anything that you could do to just kind of like point it out? Not passive aggressively, but pointed out to the staff, as in like, when it's eventually your turn, you're putting your order in and saying, do I get a discount for not skipping the queue, or is it like a premium?
So, that is passive aggressive, and you're taking it out on the staff then. That's a you thing. No one else is going to want to do that.
Why is it passive aggressive for pointing out somebody who's doing something bad?
Okay, but there's a way you can do it. You can say to the staff, listen, see that one over there? She keeps skipping the queue. Is there any way you could say it to her or the manager? It's just kind of bugging me.
Oh, you're a rat.
That's a snitch.
Snitches get stitches, isn't it?
No, you want to go up and say, do you want to get a discount for waiting in the queue while this one skips it, huh?
Yeah.
That is catty.
Add a comedy element to it, isn't it?
That's not comedy, that's catty.
And walk around with one of these. You know what I mean?
What?
All right.
I get pure rage. Someone jumps the queue, and I will proceed with, sorry, there's a queue here.
Uh-oh.
Pointing at said queue. No, can't be dealing with it.
I couldn't.
Respect to that, because I couldn't do it.
No.
I'd love to have the kahunas do it. I wouldn't.
We should send you out in the wild later on today now, just to call out people for skipping the queue, see can we call out.
No way.
Yeah. You're going to stand there with a tennis racket in her hand, whacking you. get into the queue. All right, keep your voice notes coming, 087-1102-107.
I've never been called out for skipping a queue, but I have called someone out. I was at a Snoop Dogg concert in Belfast.
Maybe
3 years ago, I can't remember.
Okay.
But we were all waiting in the queue, and we were waiting for ages and ages, and this girl just walks up like brazen as ever.
Oh, wow. Now, wait till you hear what this person did. This is brilliant.
So I completely fangirled out. I was like, oh my God, are you with the band and all? And
okay, so call the person out who skipped the queue. Oh my God, are you with the band? It's genius.
Are you the makeup artist, the costume designer? What is that? And she was like, no, I just love Snoop. And I said, I just stopped and was like, then why is your time more precious than ours? I took it back in the queue like everybody else. She was like, oh, I didn't realise. I was like, yeah, your time's the exact same as everyone else's. We all paid the same money to be here. I waved, and she was just like mortified. And that's so... Yeah, don't skip keys.
That is brilliant.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Oh my God, love that.
So that's not passive aggressive, but if I do it, it is.
Well, that was funny, passive aggressive. And it, when you do it, it's just kind of like, it's not effective, if you know what I mean. Do you know? And
no.
It's catty. And it's not effective. It's also annoying.
It's like I'm the one that's skipping the queue.
No.
I'm the victim here, Una.
How are you the victim?
Because I got skipped. Do you know what I mean? All I want to do is call out that person who's skipping the queue.
You're not Aiden. This isn't about you.
I know, but it's
not making it about you.
It's happened to us all, Una. We're all relating to this issue.
We are all relating to this, yeah.
All right, keep them coming. 087-110-2107. Here's Amble. And do you know what? This is after calling somebody. This song is literally written about somebody who was caught when somebody
called someone out for skipping the queue.
Yeah, and they had a little Amble victory.
It's called a moral victory.
Yeah, I know. Don't point out the bad joke, Una. Get it off your chest this morning, Una. It's all about cues.
There's a newbie after coming into Aiden's coffee shop where he gets his coffee every morning before work. And this newbie has started skipping the queue. She's done it at least twice. So Aiden's like, what do I do?
A serial queue skipper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Loads of people are getting in touch saying the person behind the counter should say it to them, to the queue skipper. But is it really up to them, though?
Don't involve them. The only person that's really getting affected is the people in the queue.
Yeah.
You know? Once the people are queuing up and getting coffee, I'm sure the staff are just like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Interesting to see what you say. 087-110-2107.
Hiya. Where I live in Galway, there's a coffee cart in our community centre car park.
I love a coffee cart.
Yeah.
They're class.
And one day we were in the cars just queuing. I think there's like three cars ahead of us. And some lad drives into the centre, parks up, gets out of his car and walks up to the top of the queue in front of all the cars, straight up to the coffee cart.
Okay, sees the queue of cars, said, I'm not sitting there.
But
out he gets.
Maybe he didn't see the cars. Maybe he just saw you could just go straight up to the coffee cart, which usually you can do.
Order.
I do something like that, accidentally skip the queue.
Yeah, that's just not paying attention, Una.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
This lad knew exactly what he was doing.
And your man was like, can I help you? And he's like, yeah, I'm ordering coffee. Like, you know, there's a queue straight back to the end with you. And Yana's like, but I'm walking. He couldn't believe that because he was walking, he just got like to skip the queue of cars. Absolute notions out of these lads.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's not cool.
No, it's not cool.
Hi, Cooper and Anna.
Hello.
Skipping the queue really gets to me. I'm all about the respect. So let's say I see someone skip the queue.
What do you do?
I just want to politely say, oh, sorry, excuse me, I don't think you realised, but there's a queue here. So this lady's actually next, not you.
Oh, very good.
And it's funny because if you say it like that, they can't really, they just kind of, you're being polite, you're pointing it out. So they then apologise too, they move to the back of the queue. And don't get me started on people who park in the family car parking space in Tesco.
If you want to tell us all about that and have a rant about that, go for it.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, that grinds my gears. You know the family spaces in car parks?
Yeah.
And when the car park is full and you're driving around and then you see this car drive into the family space.
Yeah.
And next thing, a lone man walks out and struts into the shop.
Oh, with no family?
No family. That should be illegal.
The family in the car?
No, there's no... No, they just used the space because they wanted a space. Not thinking about the other people with the families and the roaring and shouting children in the back of the car.
Be a shame if he came back and all the air was gone out of all of his tires.
An awful shame, Cooper.
Be an awful shame. But I would not condone that. I would not condone it.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
So that's something to look forward to. Tomorrow is your song.
Who cares? We've got the gap.
You give it away.
I gave it away this morning.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, I did. I teased it.
You did tease.
Yeah, so I'm bringing Waka Waka back.
Excellent. Waka Waka. Don't do that. The motions. Oh, my God. Right, we've spits and giggles on as well tomorrow. Remember, the wettest wins.
Oh, great.
How giddy will you be? All right. Thanks for listening. Like, share, subscribe. And thank you so much for making it this far on the podcast. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.